Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. We are on to the playoffs. Welcome back to Pit Row. We're going to talk about NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action and get ready for this first elimination race on Sunday. Before we do that, though, we will take a look back at the season finale at Daytona, y'all, because that's how we roll around here at Pit Row. So as far as going back to Daytona, we are green. Mini Fords up front to start. Double lines early. Almirola pushes Wallace into the lead early. He's still trying to clear the 14 of Briscoe, though, who was on the pole. Lap three now. Almirola and Briscoe hook up, and Almirola pushes Briscoe on the inside line. Toyota will try the outside line. Gibbs dipped down in front of Bubba. Outside is lagging a little bit. Penske team is hooked up here now. Lap five, middle of the pack, but together. Inside line still dominating. Truex and Hamlin to the rescue. They go up top to the outside line, and now that line is starting to move just a little bit at the start of Daytona here. Ford and Toyota up front. Chevy's lurking, though. The bottom is so fast, though, they got to stay together. The outside line is close now. The bottom gets fast during the beginning of this race, and we see the separation. And so they have to work to keep that line together if they want to stay dominant versus the outside line. Brad K moving to the back on purpose now. There's a lot of bumping and grinding out there. He's already secured a playoff spot, so is his teammate Buescher, RFK. So he's like probably thinking, not trying to be a hero. First time in a long time, if ever, I've seen a car just willingly say, you know what, you guys can duke it out. He drops gear and just, you know, just settles on in the backpack, rides the wall up top till he gets out, till he gets further back, and then he just hops back in. So green flag racing here. Everyone is measured right now. 25 green flag laps. We're feeling each other out, and the outside line is alive. Hamlin in front of it. He leads the race now. Truex behind him. Hamlin and the boys hop down low once they get the lead. So the idea is that you use that top slingshot out front, and then you dip back down to that low line. Hamlin and the boys down low. Orders Hamlin, Truex, Bell, Gibbs, Wallace, Briscoe, Herbst, Harvick, Almirola, and Logano, excuse me. Six to go on the stage now, lap 30. Fords want the outside line now. Four to go. Denny goes up to block. Toyota stays low, and Denny blocks Herbst up top. Herbst with the big boys now. Denny in front of the Herbst outside. Toyota down low. Hamlin has that outside line working. As you see, you know, Denny's moving back and forth trying to control both lines. He's working both lines now back and forth, the 19 inside. Harvick splits outside, and Truex down low takes it. Denny was doing too much. He's just trying to control both lines, but when you got great drivers and good cars right behind you, that's going to be real hard to do. Controlling a rookie like Herbst, probably not as hard to do, but you throw, you know, Truex and Harvick in the mix, and the two of them together on your tail is enough to create enough confusion to, as I say, Denny Hamlin probably trying to do too much. Truex takes that stage. Austin, dealing on no new tires, picks up 22 spots. So we'll see how that works out for him. We get the restart now. Logano, Truex, Harvick, Bell, Wallace, Suarez. Harvick gets Logano clear, and so Logano's out front. Logano and Harvick down low now. So again, you know, use that top. Get out front, get clear, and slingshot back down low. Truex Bell up top. Three wide a little bit back now. Outside line is broke up a little bit now. Big run by Toyota coming. Third line, far outside, won't go away. So they keep trying to make this third line very, very high up on the track near the wall. Let's see if Hamlin leaps up top. He's around where the Toyotas are. So Hamlin's kind of in that, what would be the middle line now. It was the outside line, but they start making this skinny line up near the wall. And so you've got Toyotas using that to creep up. And at this point in the race, we're just wondering, is Hamlin going to creep down, take, you know, get in front of that line, and as a manufacturer, they can, you know, cruise to the front. Elliott hops outside now, though. That'll boost that line for sure. Middle line is Truex now, and it's dying. Chase Elliott uses the third lane to pop up and lead. So he does on the outside what we've been doing on that, you know, all day basically, but it was the second lane. It becomes the second lane because of that third lane. I'm not trying to confuse you guys, but the strategy is still the same. Use the outside, bring a teammate, have them slingshot you ahead, and then you guys pop down low. So they do that. Truex in the middle line running okay at this point. Allmendinger leaning now. Lots of traffic up front. Chase Elliott challenging him still, though. Logano nosing into and out of the lead. Four wide at points now. Freeway traffic. So basically, we got, you know, what looks like freeway traffic, but at Daytona speed. So, you know, breakneck 190 miles an hour. That's crazy. Chastain leading the middle now. The one playing the role of Hamlin now. He's playing the blocker. 23 laps in stage. And we're back to two lines now. So it goes Chastain, Logano, Priest, Blaney, Harvick. Now, we've done 75 of 160 at this point, and Blaney flies up to the lead. Blaney blocking both lanes now as well. A couple of guys we see try to do that today unsuccessfully. Green flag pit stops coming at this point, though, with 15 to go in stage. So fuel on for all Toyota so they can catch up. Truex gets tires. But most of the rest of the Toyotas just get fuel and go, feel like that won't be a detriment on old tires so they can catch up to the field. But like I said, Truex gets tires. They kind of break from the rest of what the manufacturer Toyotas are doing. So many guys fuel only. Hamlin pit crew will be penalized. Almirola going four tires and full fuel. Burton blocking Bush up top now. Suarez is pushing Burton. Eight to go in the stage. Suarez pops out up top for the lead. Burton bringing the inside line back now. Kyle Busch pushing him. Harrison Burton stays in front of the 99. Six to go. Inside the six pushes the eight now. Traffic right now. Kyle Busch out front though. But Blaney pushes Ty Gibbs out front now. Blaney down low. Gibbs getting help from Bell now. Gibbs is loose and we get a caution. Wreck. A lot of cars involved. Reddick, Dillon involved. Stage goes to Brad K under caution. Blaney is out of his car. He took a huge impact. I'm talking a huge hit. There was a fair amount of pushing in the corner, and that's what caused this. These, you know, you guys were getting aggressive into the corner. Something you could do earlier on in the race, but as the race wore on, became less of something that you may want to try, but guys stuck to it. Tires, this pit stops for most guys. Four tires and fuel seems to be the order for most drivers at this point. A lot of the 16 cars that are involved in that last big wreck, though, end up coming back out but a lap down. So we're ready to roll. We're green again. Briscoe and Bush up front now. Kyle Busch, 55 to go. Almirola pushing Briscoe up front now. Eric Jones is with them. Remember, we're racing for those last playoff spots. If it's a new winner of the race, then you get in. But if it's a you know, repeat winner of the race, then you know a lot of the field can stay the same and relax. So Almirola pushing Briscoe up front. They bring Eric Jones with them. The eight got a little loose on the outside line now. That's Kyle Busch. Very loose track at this point. 50 to go. Bubba jumps up in front of Kyle Busch on the outside now. Can Kyle push him up to the inside line? Bubba's lane is died completely. So those guys lose places as they try to work their way back into the single file that we see. 30 to go now. Everybody needs to have a gas-only pit to get to the end. So many conserving gas now to make that stop quicker. So you see a lot of guys, you know, again, measured, trying to, you know, conserve what they have so that they don't have to sit as long in the last pit. Trackhouse dips down low for anyone who wants to go full throttle. That's like, you know, as I said, a lot of these cars saving, conserving, right? So they're all working in the line, and it kind of, the message kind of gets through as you see guys trickle back. It's like, oh, they're saving, we'll save. Oh, they're saving, we'll save. And at this point in the race, you're worried about, you know, making that last pit stop as short as possible. And so it seems to be like, okay, you do it, we'll do it. But Trackhouse, like I said, says, we'll buck it. For anybody that wants to ride right now, you want to rip it loose, dip down low and let's go. That's what they do. Chandler Smith and Kyle Busch and Priest all jump down there with them saying, let's roll. Smith pushed Priest into the corner and Priest lands in the middle of the two lanes and loses spots. So again, that looseness gets him swerved out of contention. Pushing in the corner just won't work. Like we said, outside lines come to the bottom to pit maybe. Chandler Smith asking who will come to pit row with him. He's trying to bring some cars with them, literally hand out the window, saying, come on, off of turn four, says, come on with me. And he gets a ton of people to take him up on that offer. Splash and go game plan. Dip it and run. That's what they're going to do. Dip that gas kettle and keep it going. Stewart Haas has switched back to speed. No saving gas at this point for them. They're down low inside, 14 to go, and they all come to pit road too. Slower top for both, slower stop for both Stewart Haas cars. So breaking with the strategy of the pack right there for them could have been a good move, but because the stops were so slow, it just turned out to kind of negate the move, if you will. Harvick in the front now with Elliott, Almirola, Buescher, Brad K. Bowman behind them. This group trying to hold off the newly pitted group who's flying now. Nine to go. The second pack has caught up to the first pack, the pitted group. Ford's up top now. Chevy's on the bottom. Elliott bringing the inside line. Larson is two laps down, but he's pushing his teammate Elliott. Seven to go. Elliott is pushing. Larson has him out front. The four is too strong. He passes back. Buescher and Brad K pop out in front of Elliott. Harvick down the block. Ford's back up top. Elliott in charge down low again. Priest, caution. Wow. Priest brings out the caution. Five to go. We get a scary caution here, guys. And he takes a huge tumble. If you didn't see it, Priest does. I don't know how you didn't see it. If you didn't see it, Priest does a barrel roll. We got fire coming out, the side of the engine. The guy got airborne. Priest was okay. He was released from the hospital the next day, so we know the eventuality he was okay. 43 helped him with a push to get flying just a little bit. It only took a little bit of a push, but he got up and into the air. You don't see the next-gen cars do this as much as you used to see cars do it back in the day with NASCAR. 19 barrel rolls I counted. That's unreal. Have friends at the race in person said it was unreal. We're all just happy that he's okay. But just speaking to the nuances of NASCAR, where you are going 190 miles an hour, you get a little bit of a tiny suggestion of a love tap. Suggestion of a love tap. And your car goes flying into the air for 19 barrels. So just think about that when you think about what's at stake, how hard these guys are driving. But in that eventuality, it could be dangerous too, you know? So there's a lot playing into emotions here, even with the other drivers at this point, right? They got to be wondering what's going on with him. We know he's okay. They don't know that, right? So Chase Briscoe involved also in that big wreck. His night was over after running so well. He had the pole. He was doing well all night. Could have been a defining race for him. And it's like a three-quarters thing. Couldn't finish the last part of it off. But this caution will bring us to overtime. So that's where we go. It's going to be dicey, a lot to race for still. And we go green with two to go. Brad K pushes Buescher up top now. The push ahead of Harvick down low. Harvick's still alive down low. 17 is ahead up top. Here's Harvick. Elliott's pushing him. Brad K and Buescher stay out front, though. Buescher takes it. Wallace into the playoffs with that Buescher win. And just like Granddaddy Granddaddy Petty said, Buescher has emerged. We're looking at his coming out party. That's third win for Buescher. RFK has won three of the last five. Those boys are rolling big boy style right now. But that pushes Bubba Wallace into the playoffs, and that keeps Chase Elliott out. First super speedway win for Chris Buescher. As I said, third win of the year. He is a bad, bad man right now. So happy for that bunch. RFK Racing rolling into the playoffs comfortably. Tip of the hat to his boss for giving him the push. Brad K right there pushing him in the end. You know, Brad would have loved to have been that car in the winner's circle, but he'll take it as an owner, right? And so thrilling, finale to the regular season. Truex takes the regular season championship in points, but it was a tough ask for him over Hamlin, who was just a dirty dog all year long. I think Elliott just, Hendrick isn't bulletproof. You know, you miss some time, you have an injury, you get the one game suspension because of, track antics. It all adds up. Him and Bowman, they gave it a good run at the end there, but couldn't quite make it, couldn't quite get the victory, but the effort was solid. I do really believe Chase Elliott is probably going to win this week, if not the next couple of weeks. That's just the way these things work right now. There's nothing to race for. But that car is still in the owner's championship, even though he can't get driver championship. Exciting end of the season. I say it again. We see some new faces in the playoffs. We see some guys making it back to the playoffs, maybe for the second time. Like, for example, Stenhouse off the top of my head. This will be just his second time in the playoffs. I think 2017 was his first go-around. But excited to see what he can do. Excited to see what McDowell can do. Can these guys make good? Especially when we got to turn it up already, because the field of 16 goes to the field of 12 on Sunday. So we got four guys already on the elimination bubble. Hot stuff as the playoffs start. So we got to dump right in. Sunday, we got the Cookout Southern 500. We're going back to Darlington. Nobody wants to tangle with the lady in black, let me tell you. Night race this time, though. So what we saw in the spring will only be also applicable as we have to think about the track conditions being adjusted to nighttime in terms of temperature and looseness and grip. Three of the last four Darlington winners got their first win of the season, so don't be surprised if we see something like that happen. All round of 16 races in the next gen era have been won by non-playoff drivers. And so in accordance with that last stat, we could very well see, like I said, Chase Elliott or Bowman even get a victory is what I'm thinking. The last six Darlington races were won by six different drivers. So again, somebody who hasn't won yet. Goodyear tire setup is going to be the same as what we used in the spring race. Each team's going to get one set of tires for practice, one set for qualifying, and in addition to those two, they'll have 12 sets for Sunday night's race as well. 75% of the drivers seated in the top four entering the playoffs have made it to the championship four. So, you know, looking at you guys up top, Buescher, looking at Hamlin, looking at Truex, I can't remember who the fourth guy is. Buescher's fourth, so it would be third. I'm trying to remember who's third. This escapes me right now. But these are the guys that if you're thinking about, you know, how we think about DraftKings and FanDuel, who do I play? We're naming the names. We're naming the names, right? And so you think about that in conjunction with manufacturer and how they do at a particular track, and that's going to govern what we see, what we want to do, you know? The Southern 500 has basically, and we just mentioned this guy, but it's basically been Hamlin's world. The number 11, he's got three victories in this event. He won it in 2010, 17, and 21. He finished first and second in the last two Darlington playoff races. He's got an average finish over 22 starts of 7.7. Guys, if you're not reading between the line, Denny Hamlin's good at Darlington, and he's good in the playoffs at Darlington. Guess what you need to do? Play him. Simple as that. What else can I tell you about him? Oh, listen to this. No DNFs, no did not finishes in 22 career starts at Darlington. Don't have any other way to tell you to play Denny Hamlin. I really don't. So if you're thinking about lineups, it's like maybe I have Truex captain one lineup and I have Hamlin captain another, and then you can kind of do your mixing and matching from there. Byron though, earlier this season, he got his first win at this track. So kind of turning around some lack of success he's had before. 24 car has led laps in the last three Darlington races, including a personal best. Byron, that's who the other guy is. That's the third. So again, speaking to those top four, right? Now we bring up Byron. I knew what I was doing. I was making these notes. But the number 24 car has led laps in the last three Darlington races, including a personal best 50 laps in last year's Southern 500. So looking for, again, a strong showing from Byron. Those are my guys. I'm going to say it again. Hamlin, Truex, Byron. Eric Jones has won this race twice, including last year. So I'm going to mix Eric Jones in, and he's pretty cheap on DraftKings. Stenhouse among the top 10 throughout the entire spring race, and he dropped to 13th at the checker, but basically ran top 10 the whole race. So that's somebody we want to consider too. Just mention him as his making the playoffs for the second time, first time since 2017. But we want to keep an eye on Ricky Stenhouse and that Brad Darty, that Darty racing team. They got heart. They know they're small, but they're mighty at heart. And we're going to keep an eye on them on Sunday. I think that he's got his back against the wall, but we should get good points for Ricky Stenhouse. Harvick, Mr. Kevin Harvick, riding off into the sunset. But I don't think he's going to go quietly. He's got 14 top 10s in his last 15 trips to Darlington. So if you want to bank on somebody, let's put Kevin Harvick in the conversation too. Because at the end of the day, if he can get to these next couple of tracks, it goes in his favor. It really goes in his favor. So I like the idea that even though Harvick's on the bubble right now, he can make it out. That's the guy I'm most confident, you know, that is on the bubble that can get out of the bubble. and actually advance onto that round of 12. So we'll head to Darlington to the 1.366 mile track. Cup Series purse going to be $8.2 million for this one, just over. Race distance, 367 laps. We're going to go 501 miles. Stage breaks at 1:15, 2:30, and again, race ends at 3:67. Keeping in mind, Eric Jones, the winner here last fall. Something else to mention about Truex. He's finished 24th or worse in the last three races. All three were DNFs, two for crashes, and one for an issue with the water pump here. So, has had success, but lately it's been a little, you know what I mean? I mean, but there's been a lot of success. That's Truex. So if I got to rank him, you know, he's had a good year. And we saw last year he didn't have success here, but this year's been so much better. This year's been so much better than last year. So I don't want to negate, you know, everything he's done this year. And I don't want to rely too much on this historical bad luck here. It's somewhere in the middle, but this is why I'm still thinking of him. But I would say better option is going to be Hamlin. We just said this guy's got three DNFs, the last three. Hamlin has no DNFs in 22 tries at this track. So, but who knows? Maybe that makes Hamlin more aggressive and it could happen this time, right? I'm just saying, giving you guys some stuff to think about there, seriously. In 2022, non-playoff drivers won the first four races of the postseason. Again, pointing back to my thoughts of, you know, Bowman or Elliott coming out on top. And then Elliott, again, the last note I took here, in his last five Darlington starts, Chase Elliott has finished seventh or better three times. He did his career best finish to third at the South Carolina track earlier this year in May. In Sunday night's race, he has odds of 17-1 in his favor. So, you know, these are the people, if we want to focus on where do I think we go, Byron, Elliott, Bowman, particularly Elliott and Bowman if you want somebody that hasn't won yet this year. If you're looking for somebody that has won again this year, I'm looking at Byron, I'm looking at Hamlin, I'm looking at Truex, I'm looking at Buescher. Somebody who hasn't won, Brad Kay, we could put him up there. But these are the names we got to be talking about. Remember to pepper in Stenthouse. This is what we're going to see on Sunday. Now, keep in mind, we're doing this Friday night, so you've got to watch qualifying to see who is quick on the pole. That should be something that we always save at least one lineup for. So pre-make your lineups. You can reserve a lineup without putting in the guys. You can just reserve the spot, pay the money on DraftKings and FanDuel, and go back in later and do it, right? And so maybe fill in most of what you want to do tonight. Save that one or two lineups by just reserving it till after we see what's going on with practice and qualifying. Then you can kind of Saturday night, Sunday morning, kind of make a last minute adjustment. But that's what we need to be thinking about as we head into Darlington on Sunday for the Cookout Southern 500. That's been our episode. Really simply, where to find us, www.tigerbombsae.com. You can listen to Pit Row on the Pit Row page on that Tiger Bomb website. You can watch it too. The YouTube link is there. If you want to search on YouTube, just search for us the same way everywhere on YouTube, on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you know, Facebook. If you can think of it, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Boom. You should be able to find us, like and subscribe, or do whatever is applicable, and you can keep up with us. One other quick note. On that thought of keeping up with us and the other shows, football is starting next week. A lot of race fans like football as well. So if you've been listening to Pit Row, but you've never listened to the process, we are getting to that time of year, the Friday or Saturday before the season begins. But after that Thursday night game has already been done, we're going to have our first episode. So we will break down every week what we need to know about the NFL action and get you ready. You can listen to that the same way as you're listening to this. If you're watching at the website, just go over to the process page. You know, if you're on YouTube, just go over to that playlist. It'll be there. Thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the race. Good luck if you're playing. We will see you next week. We'll be all right back here to talk about what happened and get a look towards the next race. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.